Hi. Well, I live out in Los Angeles, and I've been trying to network with some of the celebrities out there, but most of them don't return my calls. So I've been writing them some letters. You want to hear some of the letters? Dear Pamela Anderson, guess what? Two things are never on when I watch you on television. The volume to the TV and my pants.
Hello and welcome, everyone.
Oh, hey.
Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 71.
Woo!
In what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series, my friends.
I'm not joking around here.
Oh, my God. I am your host, Aaron Roden.
I'm so not a raper.
And this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Oh, my God, have we got a payload of awesome to drop in your ears today, my friends, or this week. Let's change that to this week because that makes more sense. Because you may not be listening to this today. You may be listening to it this week. Wow, that's confusing.
Are you off your fucking meds or something?
That's a big. Forget it. It's not funny. Let's just keep this going, shall we? Let's keep this going. Yes, we have a great show for you planned today. Planned for you today. Jeez, man. God, get it right. Holy crap. I am out of sorts. We've got Howard Kramer and Kulap Vilaysack. That's how you say it. They will be joining us here in Dining Room Studios in just a moment from the very, very popular Earwolf podcast called Who Charted. Oh, my God. How did that happen? How did this happen, right? Yeah. Yeah. Thanks to Kevin Heider and the People's Republic of Comedy for setting up this interview that you're going to hear shortly. Yeah, excellent. I had this recording of me talking with them happened a couple days ago, and I was at home with a sick child in tow. They came over to the Dining Room Studios, and were very pleasant people, and I had a great conversation with them. You know, you may hear the baby kind of talking in the background sometimes because Mairead was not here to help us out here. But we did have Tristan Devon and a guy named by the name of Derek here, two very funny comedians from Seattle here that were basically hovering over Tatum and making funny faces and funny gestures to calm her down, which worked splendidly, actually. So you may hear some Tatum talk in the background, but you know, it doesn't take away. It just adds to the conversation, right? Yeah. So I think you're really going to enjoy it. But first, I would like to talk about again how the bad economy has affected me directly, and I know that it's affected a lot of you listening out there, and you know, has not affected me to the same extent. I'm still doing okay. I still have my job, which is great. I had a little scare there a couple weeks ago, on the chopping block to get laid off. But I still have my job, so I'm happy about that. My day job, right? Because this podcast doesn't pay me anything. Yeah. Okay. So the economy hasn't affected me in the ways that you may be thinking of. But let me just tell you a story. Let me bestow on you something that happened to me Friday morning, early Friday morning. So I catch the bus at 6:11. So I have to get out of here 5:30-ish or so. out of the house, ride my bike to the transit center, which is about 2 miles away from my home. And on Friday morning it was a little cold, so I decided to walk, which turned out to be maybe not the best idea. But I get halfway to the transit center, and all of a sudden, my bowels drop. Like, I need to go. It's a great way to start the show with a poo story, but I'm sorry, I just need to talk about this. I need to go to the bathroom really bad. And I stop in the middle of the street as I'm crossing, and I'm like, oh, crap. I need to call Mairead, have her come pick me up, and then possibly take me into work because I'm going to miss this bus. I was already late for the 6:11. I had to catch the 6:34, right? And so I debated whether or not I should call my wife. But it got to the point where I really needed to call her. So I called her. Her phone is off. Her phone is off. Panic starts to set in. Then I start thinking, okay, well, maybe I can make it, because I cannot, I just can't be late for work. So I keep walking. The feeling is getting worse, and I actually start looking for spots in public. Mind you, it's dark, it's very cold, it's very early, so there's not a lot of people around. I start looking for spots where I can go, do some business, you know? I start looking for an area where I can go and do my business. This is freaking me out. I look down on public pooping, but in an emergency situation, when your options are limited, you know, it has to be done. So I start looking around. I start casing out trees, you know, and bushes that I may be able to use for cover. And, you know, what starts spinning in my mind is that, there's a lot of people in this city, and this thought has probably crossed a lot of their minds as well. And, you know, what if I get back there and I step in somebody else's dookie, you know, or poo-poo, whatever you want to call it, fecal matter. This is turning out not to be a great Friday morning for me. And then I start thinking about, well, I have nothing to clean myself with. Maybe I should keep walking at a slower pace just to kind of settle things down. Right. So I get closer and closer to the transit center, and I start, you know, thinking about how I need to make this next bus, because if I don't, I'm screwed, and I have to wait even longer to get to work and use a facility, right? So I'm freaking out here, people. I make it to right around the corner from the transit center, and I see my bus pulling out. Okay, they're still in the transit center, so I just start booking it. I say, well, screw it. I need to catch this bus. I start running up to the bus. I get literally 20 feet away from the bus. The bus is still within the transit center, and I'm waving at the bus driver to stop and pick me up. Would take her literally 4 seconds to let me on the bus. She was stopped at a red light in the transit center. She looks at me, makes eye contact, and shakes her head. No.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
What? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God, I was so angry. I was so angry. So I missed that bus. She pulls away. And I'm like, I was 5 feet away from the door at that point. She could have just let me on. She shook her head and said no. Ugh, what a terrible, terrible person, right? She did not, I mean... You know, of course, maybe the circumstances would have been different if she knew what was going on in my body at that point. But I don't know. I've seen her do this before. I've seen her do this before. She is a regular bus driver on that route at that time, at the 6:34. So now I have to wait. I go and I grab one of the free magazines because, you know, there may be an emergency. And, of course, the bathroom at the transit center is locked tight because of the economic issues nowadays plighting our fair city of Seattle. The bathrooms are closed. The public restrooms are no more, people. Oh, so I wait there for the bus. The next bus is 20 minutes late, and I am dying on the inside. So that is how. Luckily, I made it. The feeling kind of subsided a little bit. The urgency of the situation kind of died down, which was fantastic for me, because I thought that I was going to come to this show today and record a very different story for you. It was going to be very, very different. You know, the wheels were turning in my mind. I would have been one of those guys that smelled like poop on the public transit bus. Shit. But I made it. I made it. But that is how the economy has directly affected me. Now, I think this has happened a couple times now. Note to self: don't eat a lamb gyro the night before, or wake up a little bit earlier and see if you can, you know, force yourself to go to the bathroom in the morning before you leave, before you go on a 2-mile walk to your bus. Shit! Oh my God, it was a terrible, terrible Friday morning. But then I got to work, you know, did my business. Everything was okay. I was about 40 minutes late. I told my boss on the way that I was going to be a little bit late. And then I proceeded to tell this story to a couple of my coworkers who thought it was very funny. And you know, that's why I'm telling it to you now. But yeah, I got to work, and the first thing I did was I grabbed a little piece of candy. It was one of those little 2-packs of Starburst chews. And I opened it up, and it was 2 strawberry Starburst chews. Yes, that made the day better. That made the morning worth it just to get those 2 Starburst, the 2 strawberry flavored Starburst chews, because those are the best. Those are the best. So why don't we let's say what can we take from this? What can we take from this story here? This very embarrassing story, this poo story. Maybe we can get the Occupy protesters to occupy, Seattle public restrooms. Let's get them opening those back up, because come on, people, we're going to end up with a bunch of human poo all over the place unless these things get opened back up. Yeah, whatever. Well, now you know. We've got a great show for you planned today, everybody. It's going to be good stuff. We're going to be featuring music by the Air Raid Podcast flagship band, Cannon Canyon today. This song is called A Vague Speech, and when we get back, we're going to have Howard Kramer and Kulap the Lysak on the mic here in Dining Room Studios from all the way from L.A., from the Who Charted Podcast. So stay with us. We'll be back in a moment with more of the Air Raid Podcast for you. We'll see you in a moment. This wind tomorrow breaks up the clean slate I needed. You're listing off every little different reason what went wrong last time. You heal fast when the aches are past and the want to feel you. Hold up your heart on mine. I'm listing off every little different reason why it'll work this time. So man, the sails of all the walls, no more stars. Been delayed way too long. Let's talk about you and me again. All right, we are back. Welcome back to the Air Raid Podcast. And that was, of course, our flagship band, Cannon Canyon, one of my favorite local bands here in the Seattle area, with the song A Vague Speech. And joining me now in the dining room studios, two very special guests from the Who Charted Podcast, Howard Kramer and Kulap.
You did a good job.
I never get to say it.
Okay, go ahead, say it.
Kulap the Lie. Sock.
Yes.
Is it really? Is it like? Is it? Is are there hyphens in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just spaces. For your breath.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You make a wish every time.
Throw a penny into the street.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me here. This kind of came about pretty quickly today. because I'm at home nursing the, well, I'm not nursing.
Well, a little bit.
That'd be fucked if I was actually nursing this sick baby. But at home with sick baby. So if you hear baby crying in the background, it's nobody's fault.
And it's not nobody's Howard.
Fault. Right?
And it's not me.
It's not Howard.
I'm not going to cry today. I promised myself that. But you know what? She looks pretty peaceful and happy over there.
Yeah, I think, you know, when she gets around strangers and you put her in a seat so she can just look at people.
Oh, right.
She's cool.
Right.
She's cool. She's yeah. Observing. She's going to be one of those people that just go to the mall for hours and sit on a bench just to people watch.
Just to wonder what their stories are.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. There's thousands of stories in the mall.
Oh, that woman looks sad. Who left her today?
Oh, I think they're breaking up over there. That couple at the Orange Julius.
Well, welcome, guys. How many times have you guys been to Seattle before?
I have. I've been to Seattle at least twice this year.
Oh, yeah?
And once before. That was a long way to answer.
That's okay, though. You're a frequent visitor. I've only been once before, but yeah. I was extremely impressed. I think
really?
That, yeah, I mean, it's beautiful.
You got a beautiful city here.
It's beautiful. Gorgeous.
If yeah. I was from here, I would go to other parts of the country and go, what is this piece of junk? It's that nice here.
Oh, well, it's all thanks to me, really.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
Thank you. I know you've
inspired. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. I've been working on this city for a long fucking time. And it's, you know, it's finally coming together.
You do
it's
good work. Good.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you feel overwhelmed having to do that every day.
It is. It's a tough job, but like they say, someone has to do it.
Right.
So that someone is me.
I love how you've painted the leaves. In L.A., all our leaves are green.
They're so, all green? Yeah, I thought you were going to say they were all brown from all the
brown.
Smog.
I thought you were going to say they're all brown from the mamas and the papas.
See, I've only been...
all the leaves are brown.
That's a good one. Good one. Can you tell these people are professional comedians? And they are playing tonight.
Yeah.
So if... Because this show is going to go up on Sunday. So if you jump in your hot tub time machines, go back to
great movie.
Wednesday.
Right. Go back totally. To Wednesday.
And go to the show at the Chop Suey. The live Who Charted. The first ever live Who Charted.
First ever live Who Charted, which we're excited about.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I would say if you have a time machine, why stop at the Chop Suey? Like, just come back to this podcast. Meet us here in the house.
Well, there's far too many people here already, so okay. I probably wouldn't let anybody else in.
Okay.
Because you're all strangers.
If we had a time machine, Howard, yeah. Those are the two places you would suggest people to go?
Well,
I'm just saying.
If you're thinking about coming back to this general time period... I say, you know, might as well, you know.
What about stopping Kim and Chris Kardashian Humphrey's wedding? I feel like that would be up there.
I don't know. Maybe that was supposed to happen. Maybe that's
72 days. 72 yeah. days.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Man.
Sounds like a zombie movie.
Jesus Christ. Does that just happen? Okay, so let me ask you a question. I've only been to L.A. once, and it was right after the riots.
Oh, wow.
In the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
And because my dad thought, you know, well, now's as good a time as any to get cheap tickets down there to take my kids to Disneyland.
Riot is off peak.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally, totally. It was super cheap. And that's actually a true story. So explain to me what it's like living in L.A. Does everybody just get divorced after 72 days? I mean, is that kind of a normal happening, even if you're, like, not a star in L.A.?
Well... I don't know if this answers your question.
How many times have you been married, Howard?
Yeah.
Zero.
Oh, okay.
I've been to zero. But what I have noticed is that when couples move to L.A. together, those have like a 3% chance of lasting.
Really?
Those always go down. Even the people that hang on for a few years. I won't name any names.
Okay. I've never thought of it that way, but I think I can co-sign on this theory.
Yeah.
Because what made you strong in your old city, LA,
right, right.
Yeah, you got a lot of
it. It'll just eat you up.
Yeah.
Right?
Meanwhile, if you're like a soldier in L.A. and you come across another soldier, you have more of a chance.
Exactly. If you're already acclimated to the place and then you meet somebody, you got a better chance.
All
like
right.
Kim. I didn't pay any attention to that stuff while it was going on. I felt like it would last about, you know, a few weeks.
Yeah.
I really had no faith in it whatsoever. A sister of mine got married on a boat that was like... sailing around Manhattan.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking the same thing. It was just like, this boat should just sink, and that would be a perfect metaphor for the marriage. And, and that's what happened.
And it was?
You were thinking of that about your sister's relationship?
Absolutely. It was a mess. If I was allowed to speak out, I would have.
Yeah.
It was a mess.
Well, weren't you – I mean, didn't they say if anybody
you had a chance.
Has qualms with this marriage, speak now forever, or hold your peace?
That you have to have a big set to actually speak up at that moment.
That's pretty – yeah, that's true. That's true. I was saying – because I went to a wedding, I don't know, a couple months ago now, and I thought it would always be funny, you know, depending on how well you knew the bride and groom.
Yeah,
my wife was the maid of honor at this wedding and stuff, and I just thought it would be fucking hilarious if I stood up and said, you know what, guys, I just don't think it's gonna work.
Right.
Because, you know, that's my sense of humor. Yeah. But, you know, then you got to take into account that there's grandmas there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Things of that nature.
And then, like, if you actually committed to say it, like, the pressure would build up in your head and it would start pounding. And
maybe you'd be shaking a little bit.
Shaking.
Yeah.
It'd be like assassinating a world leader.
Definitely.
It'll take a lot to get you to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I can tell you put a lot of thought into that, too.
Well, a guy, Dave Ruff, I can name him. He's a popular manager back in L.A.
Yeah.
He knows a ton about the JFK assassination. He's read all these documents that have come out recently.
Right, right.
And they're saying that Lee Harvey Oswald had a vision that he wanted to be like a famous, important man. And I was thinking, that makes sense, because how else could you get yourself to actually do it unless you like had some big vision and story?
Right, right. Yeah.
This is not comedy, guys.
Dave Rath, he's getting married soon. Good luck with that, Rath.
Yeah, good luck, Dave.
So Kulop, where's your background? Where are you from? Did you move to LA late in the game there, or
I moved to LA right after high school, and I went to the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising.
I did not know
that.
In downtown. Wow. That's right.
Wow.
Realized pretty soon that wasn't for me, and then started taking classes at Second City, and then UCB, and then here I am.
Did you always kind of want to get into like improv and stand up and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in like an immigrant family, so it was like you can be a doctor, you can be a lawyer or a business person. I like clothes, fashion, business, and so like the arts wasn't really an option. And so, you know, I would do theater and like speech in high school.
Right, right.
But, you know, come out to LA and dreams can happen.
So where did you grow up then?
Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
Eagan. Okay. Suburb of St. Paul.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
okay.
My stomach's growling.
Yeah. Howard, what are you doing to my child? Yeah, she's just
happy.
Chilling over there.
She's just chilling.
By the way, she is chilling out about 2 feet away from a 1962, you said?
1964
Fender Jaguar.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably what's making her so calm and docile.
I think she's going to be a musician. Well, here's the plan. We live in Seattle. It's no secret that a lot of great music comes out of this city.
Absolutely.
My plan is to have my daughter start playing the drums. Mm-hmm. And you know, then she could be really one of those like awesome, cool chicks that plays drums.
Right.
You know, there's not a lot of, you know, chick drummers out there.
What about bass? Isn't that...
Bass is another one, but I think drums, you know,
she'll
because more sought after. There's not a lot of drummers in the world. Everybody wants to play guitar.
Sure.
That's true. Right? When I was a kid with my bands, my high school, junior high, all that, drummer was impossible. Couldn't find a drummer.
You could never find a drummer.
And you're constantly, like, pressuring people to learn drums or, then the guitarist will look at you one day and say, you should be on the drums.
Because, I mean, parents always want... you know, their kids to not have to go through what they went through as a child.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to make I don't care if she's successful, I just want to make her cool.
Right. Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Hip.
Right.
She's got to be hip.
If she's hip, she'll be in demand for these bands.
Like, exactly. That's like, what I'm talking about.
Like Sid Vicious.
Sid Vicious, he couldn't even play.
Sure.
But he looked cool. Get in here. That's how it works.
You look cool and your girlfriend's effing crazy.
Yeah.
So come on.
Great combo.
Come on aboard. So where are you from? Where are you from originally,
I'm
Howard?
I'm originally from New Jersey, and then I moved to Austin after college and started doing comedy and stuff down there.
Yeah, from college, you figured out you wanted to do that, or had you kind of dabbled in it before then, or what?
Well, I've just always I was always in bands. I wanted to be a rock star.
Yeah.
And then when that didn't work out, we always used to kind of joke, like, if this doesn't work out, we'll become stand-ups.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
The band broke up, and I was the only one, I guess, who took it seriously. I remember the band broke up, and I was like, yeah, this is it. I have to do stand-up now. Like, that was the only thing I saw for myself.
Right, right.
Music.
Oh, wow. Okay. Did, was it, I mean, I was just talking about this last week with Kevin Heider here, and I always thought that, like, getting up in front of people without having, like, something in front of you, like, let's say a guitar or a whole band or something like that, and you, it's just you talking.
Yeah.
It's got to be frightening.
It was very frightening, especially when, right? I first started, used to shake. It's definitely very frightening.
Yeah.
But then after the gig's over, and
you're on top of the world.
Well, it's just good because you didn't bring anything else with you.
Like, yeah, right. You don't have to pack up. You can just get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a bad show.
Yeah, I went to a party at a rehearsal studio like right. last weekend.
Yeah.
And I saw all those guys loading in and out. And I
yeah,
was like,
yeah.
Oh, God.
That Finally. Sucks.
Yeah, it's like being a stand-up, you don't often get to be like, your grass is greener than somebody else's.
Right, right, yeah, but yeah.
Unless you're a prop comedian, though, then you're kind of, yes. You're assed out.
Yeah.
Unless you're a prop comic.
Yeah, yeah, then you got so much loading and unloading.
Yeah, right, right, oh, yeah, yeah. You got a whole stage worth of shit. Yeah, totally. Or that guy that does all the puppets.
Oh yeah, Jeff Dunham, yeah. God, oh, yeah, Dunham. Carting those
Can you, okay, up. Can you, you guys
probably
being...
just shoves him up his ass, right?
Okay, that gives me insight into what you think about that guy. So let me ask you, because you guys are professional comedians, and you have this wonderful podcast, Who Charted, which does very, very well, by the way.
Thank you.
Right? Even yes. after, yeah. how you said 49 episodes?
Yeah, 48 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the success, too, and working Thank with you. Earwolf and things like
that. Yeah, that's great.
Things like that.
It's been great to be a part of them.
Yeah, really yeah, fun. I bet. Because you know, the little guys over here, you know, it's much harder to get an audience over here.
It is,
yeah. And, why don't you guys fucking help me out a little bit?
Well, we're here.
we'll
tweet it. We'll tweet
all right,
it.
All right, that's good.
The thing is, no, I am impressed by you and your setup and your equipment and everything. Because if it was up to me, I just wouldn't have a podcast because I wouldn't be able to get it together like you have it here.
Well, I heard you guys. You did an interview, or you had Mark Maron on your show,
yeah.
A little while ago,
mm-hmm.
and you were talking about that. Because, Howard, were you a guest on his show?
Yeah, yeah, I was a guest on his show, and I was like, oh, I should do this, too. And
yeah,
it
yeah.
just seemed way too complicated.
Yeah, so let's talk about the podcast, then.
Okay.
Sure.
So you almost a year, coming up on a year
yeah.
of doing this thing. You guys do it religiously just about once a week.
Yeah, we haven't missed right? a week yet. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, we've come close. I don't know if we haven't come close, but... I mean,
sometimes we have to replace a guest last minute. You know,
right,
someone
right.
has to drop out for whatever reason.
Isn't that the worst?
Yeah.
It's when a little stressful.
Yeah,
scheduling. But,
yeah.
You know, yeah, like looking at you just now, I was just thinking like, wow, I'm
Are you guys falling
more
in love?
Committed to you. I'm more committed to you than any
I'm
girl.
The only woman in his life.
Right now.
Right now, BTS, I'm married.
It's a strange
because you're unattainable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we know how Howard works. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And just looking at Howard now, I realize that we are in the exact same positions we are at our studio.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
are. That's right.
The table's just about the same.
Same table.
Uh-huh. IKEA
side.
Special here.
Your yes. table's nicer.
Same
than our table.
Yeah. IKEA uncomfortable chairs. Yeah. You guys have like Earwolf went out and got some business.
It's an office,
space or something,
space.
And
they've fitted to
right,
be
right.
two studios and like a work area. It's real nice.
Yeah,
that's
pretty sweet. Yeah,
that's pretty awesome. And Earwolf, your guys' network, they put out a show every day.
Yeah, they do. Sometimes they do multiple shows a day mm-hmm. because Seth Morris does this really funny character called Bob Duca, and his podcast is like 5 minutes max. And he
oh,
does,
really?
Like Monday through Friday.
Oh, okay.
So then
okay.
his goes. And then there'll be, you know, Scott Aukerman's Comedy Bang Bang.
Right, right.
How Did This Get Made?
Your hubby?
Yeah. Yeah, my sweet baby.
Do they put out something on Sunday?
I don't think
No, that's the Lord's Day, my friend.
Oh, okay, Lord's yeah. Day. Even in podcasting.
Sorry. Even in podcasting land, that is against the law.
Right.
Yeah.
He doesn't want any podcast coming out.
So you guys, so Howard, back to this, when you were on WTF, you kind of looked at this and you were like, wow, this is kind of a cool thing, or was it just like there's so many comedians doing podcasts?
Yeah,
now.
It was another boat. I didn't want to miss this boat.
Right,
I missed
right.
A few boats.
You wanted
the
to get on it.
Boom! I missed the big development deals. I missed. So this one I didn't want to. Actually, there was a lot of comics saying you should do one. Like you can
right,
really
right.
build an audience doing it. And even
yeah,
that,
yeah.
it took me a while to figure it out. And then finally, Duncan Trussell, who does his podcast with Natasha Leggero, Lavender Hour, he was like, "You got to do it." And I don't know. Like a couple days later, I had an idea and spoke to Scott about it.
Nice. So who came up with the idea to do all like music chart, movie charts? It's all
the man,
Billboard.
The man
it's,
right here.
How yeah. did you come up with that idea? I mean, it's pretty damn unique.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't say it was good.
It's not good.
It's
just different.
Different?
That's all you need.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
In all seriousness, I hadn't listened to it until Kevin kind of set this this interview up.
Right.
And I started listening to it, and I literally listened to like 5 episodes.
Oh that's
wow!
Great.
Yeah,
that's
Thank
a
you.
Huge compliment.
Yeah. I got the Marc Maron one, Eddie Pepitone, Pardo,
great.
And then you guys just had episode with Doug Benson just came out,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
That's your newest episode.
Yep.
I like your picks too. Good picks.
Good
yeah,
picks.
Dude, it's a fantastic show, and being a fan of music too, I like hearing like the charts from like the 80s and stuff that you guys bring up.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, the retro.
And talk about that. Yeah.
Well, I think it was boy, I usually have this right at the top of my head. For some reason now, I can't think of any of the.
Everybody loves talking about themselves. I mean, it's fancy.
You mean of why you thought of this idea?
Well, yeah,
or?
I just the idea was what to make it relevant, to make it topical. I don't even remember.
Well, I came in after this though. You conceived of the show, and then did a pilot without. A lady voice.
Yeah, and
everybody was like, "It needs a lady.
It needs a lady." I'll tell you something hilarious. If you're a fan of the show or you know the show, this is pretty funny. The first pilot we did was with Steve Agee, and we had no music. We didn't play any audio clips.
There's nothing.
There was nothing. It was just me going, guys. And we weren't doing 5 to 1. We were doing 10 to 1.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd be like, coming in at 10 on the Billboard charts, it's Drake with blah blah blah, and there was no audio. We just started to go, "Hey, Steve, what do you think about Drake? He sucks." Yeah, I agree. And then we'd move on.
That's
in
fucking
at
hilarious.
Nine.
I think and we have that on tape. Maybe for the
I feel like that
1 year
be...
anniversary.
Yeah, you guys need to go back. You need to do like a top 10 chart or top 5 chart of the actual show itself.
Yeah, yeah. I think we should like
play
a craziest
clips of the show.
Moments of
that's
the first
a really...
year.
Good idea.
It's time to start thinking about it because we're a month away from 1 year.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think the idea was like to have a podcast that kind of like defanged and declawed, and like for me, there's a lot of stuff in top 40 and the media and the movies and TV that I just don't know what it is. You see tons of billboards.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You just kind of get lost in it. So the
and
idea,
who the fuck votes on this shit? How did that? Yeah. How does it get on the chart? Nobody fucking knows.
Well, right. I mean, Billboard will say if it's like Nielsen SoundScan and then radio plays and
right,
you know,
right.
And
yeah,
sales.
But radio play. Let's be serious here.
It's paid. Radio
yeah.
paid.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
The,
and they play it, you know, 5 times in an hour.
Yeah.
Right.
So how you know?
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
Do that math.
Exactly. But sometimes we'll do like the top iTunes.
Oh yeah, yeah,
we'll
yeah.
Do it that
okay,
way as well.
Okay.
We try to mix it up. But yeah, you're right. It is like we're told that this is popular. So
right,
consume.
Right. Yes, exactly.
In that order.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's nice to know what this stuff is because you think you're supposed to like it. You think it's supposed to be good. It's nice to know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
The thing is, like with me, is I generally like it. So
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, right to dance. He's like, this fucking sucks. No, but you can move to it.
Well, I like that.
There is something to be said for that. And I'll tell you what, like I was a huge music snob, especially in college and going back to like high school days and stuff, because we had the, you know, the grunge movement
right.
here in Seattle, and you couldn't like anything
Wait,
that was
did?
Played.
I've never heard of
I
that
vaguely
before.
Remember it. Yeah.
But it is. It's like a holier than thou thing.
Yeah. Right,
oh,
right.
You like them? I liked them yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was, I mean, you know, to be in Seattle at that time or in the surrounding area at that time too, it was really hard to even admit that you would like something, you know, outside of that genre, or something that they would play on like the local top 40 station or something like that.
Right.
And so now that I've gotten older, I can now go back and be like, yeah, that song by
Richard Marx.
Richard Marx was fucking rad.
Rad.
You know? Yeah. And I'll sing it at karaoke or something, yeah. You know? So
it's soulful.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
It's a love song.
Scorpions kick ass.
It's true.
Scorps.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's go to our second musical break. We are featuring music today by the band Cannon Canyon, and you can find them at, they don't have an official website, but they do have a MySpace page.
That's good.
I'm going to put in like a cricket sound drop right there. Or just have my baby cry in the background. MySpace.com/Cannon Canyon, and you can check out all this good stuff here. This song's called The All You Get, and we will be back with more of the Air Raid Podcast with Howard and Kulop of the Who Charted Podcast. It's like a podcast within a podcast within a podcast.
Yeah, it's
blowing your mind.
7 degrees of
V-Lysol.
Inception? I don't know.
Inception's good.
Yeah. Okay, this is all the All You Get, and we'll be back in just a moment. It's better. He was tired. He was like, "Man, this is fucking terrible. This is horrible." That was the All You Get by Cannon Canyon. We are back with more of the Who Charted podcast within the Air Raid podcast. So
in
welcome
another
back.
World,
yeah, right.
Two podcasts combine
to make
the perfect monster.
Or like a Voltron.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Go.
Maybe.
I'm so racist. I'm sorry, you guys.
That was pretty racist. But I think
I'm Asian.
I think if you're not white, then you can't be racist, right? Isn't that how that works?
Yes, because you said.
Well, that's how white people in Seattle feel.
Oh, right. I like white people
right?
in Seattle.
Isn't that right? Tristan, you're white, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were like an albino African-American or something. I don't know.
He could be from South America.
That's true.
Can you dance?
Yeah. Do you have any
rhythm? Do some salsa.
And that's good. Yes. And that is good.
Yes, he's like Mark Anthony. I wish you guys could see this.
Yeah, but you can't. So
you can. It's unfortunate.
We won't even describe it to you.
Imagine what
so
you do
awesome.
With music play. Yeah.
His arms were moving akimbo?
I think that's how. Yeah, I think that's what you say. Yeah, yeah, totally. Well, welcome back, everybody. So you guys got this live show coming up tonight.
Yes. Right.
Are we nervous about this at all? This first Who Charted live?
I'm feeling confident.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm feeling like, you know, I'm ready, good to go. Our guest.
Yeah, your guest, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
A legend. Seattle legend.
Right. I think he's pretty much a legend everywhere,
that's
right?
True. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he had a huge, huge song that's part of the fabric of America.
Right.
And he never got in any trouble. He never made anybody angry at him.
Yeah.
He's just legend status.
Yeah. And sometimes here in Seattle, in the fair city of Seattle, you can see, if you ever see a Lamborghini that is bright green with a black top, That would be Mr. Sir Mix-a-Lot driving around the
That's
city.
Right, because the single is Cars, C-A-R-Z.
Pick it up, coming out in a...
November 16th.
Oh, shit, he's got... Oh, you are serious.
Yeah.
He's got new music coming out?
New music drops 11/16.
Dumb Forgot About...
Wow.
Dumb Forgot About Mix. You Dumb Forgot About Mix.
Wait a minute, isn't that an Eminem thing?
Well, that was Forget About
Forget
Me.
About Dre or...
Forgot About Dre.
Forgot About Dre.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
This is Dumb Forgot About Mix.
Okay.
You Dumb Forgot About Him.
Well, I did, really. Except for when I see him in a Lamborghini while I'm on the bus coming home from work. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's always a great sight. Yeah.
You know, there was a line in Posse on Broadway when he talks about suckers who ride the bus. Because there's a girl at the bus stop.
There's a girl who, at Dick's.
I don't remember this.
And she picks up the $20 bill, and then her boyfriend gets mad at him, and then somebody slaps him up, and then they talk about how they rode the bus and how he's a sucker for taking this lady on the bus.
Right. When he passes your bus in that green Lamborghini.
That was a really long explanation. For
an exact explanation.
She was giving the best. A lot of backstory. Yeah.
Oh, man, that was such a lady explanation. I'm mad at myself.
It's okay.
That's
so then
all right,
before that, let me tell
you. We can
you,
cut
no,
this out.
No, let me tell you about
maybe
that.
Maybe sit out a few questions.
What she was thinking in her head was... No, let me back it up a little
bit.
Okay,
back it up.
So I'm not feeling good right now.
That's over. I think it'll be a great show tonight. If we could do a podcast with no audience, then you'd think a room full of people who are ready to laugh would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, totally. Wait a minute. Whose podcast doesn't have any audience?
Oh, yeah.
Are you saying mine?
No, I just mean in the room.
Okay, yeah. I gotcha. I was about to be very offended.
No, not at all.
What would that be like, I wonder, you being offended? Because you seem pretty even.
I'm a pretty even keel person.
I bet he turns Tatum loose on people.
Yeah, right.
The baby.
I'm gonna have my baby gum you to death.
She gets
vicious. She gets vicious. Yeah, it's so cute. I'm covered in baby slobber. Yeah, it's very acidic though. So watch yourself.
Oh my.
Yeah. But so yeah, you know, I heard a story about Sir Mix-a-Lot and his Lamborghini.
Oh, okay.
Collection.
Okay.
And he actually rents those out to other hip-hop artists for videos.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's totally true.
Why not, though?
But
business, man.
Why wouldn't it be?
The only reason I could think it wouldn't be true is where's their rappers?
Well, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Does he just ship them?
Yeah, he'd have to, ship them to Toronto would be the closest place that has rappers.
Are there rappers in Seattle?
There's Mix-a-Lot.
There's Mix-a-Lot. Hey, there's some pretty good underground hip hop that's coming out. Macklemore, Blue Scholars.
Okay. Plus, he's got people on
his
label.
I'm not dissing the local scene at all. It's just underground rappers, they can't afford to rent those Lamborghinis.
Right.
Or maybe they can.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's true though. That's a really good point, Howard.
Yeah, so who's he renting
cars to? Why not just take a cheaper route and rent it from the Bentley dealership down in L.A., if you're a rapper in
Mix
L.A.
Mix isn't here right now to, defend himself, but maybe he does, a sliding scale. I used to go to a therapist that he knew I didn't have enough money, so what can I pay?
Okay. There you go.
Oh, like Radiohead, pay what you can.
It's a service he provides.
I see. Okay.
See? We don't know.
It's kind of like Panera Bread Company.
What they do.
Yeah, yeah. What's that?
What do they do?
Well, didn't you guys have this happen down in L.A.?
Yeah, there was, a day, a week or something.
No, there's a couple Paneras here in, I think, the Seattle area, maybe Tacoma, where it's pay what you can.
Oh, really?
Pay what you will. Yeah, all the time.
Oh, that's good.
I think it's all the time.
I don't think the ones in L.A. are that way.
I think so.
Because you guys aren't very generous down there.
No, it's
probably
hard.
That's probably right.
It's hard. Yeah. There's a few ungenerous people screw it up for everybody.
That's true.
But Bon Jovi opened up one of those in New Jersey.
That's right. I heard about
that. A Panera?
Isn't it called Soul Food
Soul
or something
kitchen.
Like that?
Soul Kitchen. And it's
all Southern food.
It's all Southern food, but it's just pay whatever you can pay.
Well, that's cool.
But it's it's not like a Chick-fil-A or anything like that. It's an actual good restaurant. They have professional chefs.
Oh, a sit down.
Yeah, sit down. Yeah, it looked pretty good.
Yeah. So you guys got Mix-a-Lot. We got Bon Jovi.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. If I was from here, I'd be not impressed by the rest of the United States. No.
Yeah, and you're welcome. Again,
thank you
for this awesome city that I built.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
this city was built on rock and roll.
Isn't that San Fran?
Is it?
We built this city.
I mean, this was, you know, we had Hendrix here.
Oh yeah. Oh,
Bruce Lee. I mean, he wasn't a rocker, but I'm sure he listened to some blues
rock,
or something.
Rock in his
he did.
Hits.
You have Heart.
Heart.
Yes.
Yeah. Barracuda. Mm-hmm.
Who was big here at the time on Mix-a-Lot? Because, like, let's say it's late 80s or early 90s. Well, before
Queensryche.
Grunge. Because Mix-a-Lot was probably the biggest local act before grunge, right?
Right. Queensryche.
Oh, Queensryche, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty. They're still going strong, Queensryche.
Duff McKagan, yep. Tatum. That is enough.
You are 6 months old. You should know to be quiet during podcast.
What are you doing? Yeah, so now Tristan's going over there to try to quiet her down.
Don't do that, Dan.
He's dancing.
So if this thing goes off really well tonight, can we expect some more live Who Charted?
Actually, we just found out. Tatum, let me answer this. Let me take this one, Tatum. She was going to tell you. I'm probably just repeating what she was going to say,
which is
we know we're doing another one at South by Southwest.
You are
down in Austin. Yeah,
that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Who are you going to have on that one? Have you lined that up yet?
Maybe the guys from Fastball. Maybe.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, they sang The Way. It was like a hit 10 years ago.
Oh gosh.
I don't even know.
But we'll never. Again.
That is not ringing a bell.
That
at
sounds
all.
Like J-pop. Cool.
Because you're looking at me.
Yeah. No, we could get Spoon on. We could get Gibby from the Butthole Surfers. We could get Willie Nelson.
Okay.
Whoever's down there.
We just found out yesterday. We have not booked.
Oh, okay.
We haven't booked.
But you got stars in your eyes. You're just gonna go for it and work on the Willie Nelson connection.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. A friend of mine used to date his daughter, so we have a shot.
I know the guy who sells his guy weed.
Yeah. So it's not a cold call, but it's like definitely cool.
It was cool. I got when he played in Anaheim, we drove down from LA and we got to smoke pot on Willie's tour bus with him.
No shit.
Yeah. It's pretty.
Yeah.
That's one of the big ones in my
life. He must have like medical grade.
Yeah, he had great stuff.
Sure.
This was before all the dispensaries, but he had amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And he was rolling a joint.
He probably like, you know, employs a bunch of scientists or horticulturists to make his own strain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
He's
that
very
sticky icky.
Yeah. He's a pretty scientific guy.
So Howard,
it's real organic, I'm sure.
Right. So Howard, you also do. I wanted to talk about this really quick, so people know about it. You also do kind of this like comedic hip hop,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
What did I call it? Like Blue Boy Suede or something. Like
Blue Boy Suede.
Blue
Check
Suede
me out
Boy
on iTunes.
Or something like that.
It's actually called Drag.
Little Boy Blue Suede.
Little Boy Blue.
Little Lord
I'm sorry,
Fauntleroy.
Man. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I wouldn't remember that if it was somebody else's rap name. It's a weird rap name. Dragon Boy Suede. But I make songs and I try to make the music interesting. And
you
really
make
good.
Fat beats. Yeah.
And it's not a parody of rap. It's not like me.
Yeah.
A lot of comedic rap is just like a white guy pointing out that he's not gangster and that he's white.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's not that stuff. It's just fun and infectious.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
iTunes, YouTube.
Well, you know, one of the songs is Nut Valet.
Nut Valet did that on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
That's
nice.
Right. It's
nice.
About, you know, talking to a nice lady, asking her to be your
Well, it's about
valet.
When you meet
Nut
that,
Valet.
That one's pretty it. That one's not they're not all like this.
Sure, but go ahead. Explain.
That's when you meet two girls at a bar and then a lot of times you, like maybe one's the one you want and not the other one.
Yeah.
So you got to like get her away from the friend. Like on Jersey Shore they call it like a grenade or you know whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Grenade, yeah.
Yeah. So with Nut Valet it's more inclusive, like all right, I'm going to have sex with your friend but you can come along and
hold my nuts.
Yeah.
It's like that's cool. You don't have to she don't have to feel left out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Probably she's the other girl.
It's very.
Ride.
It's a very inclusive. It's very inclusive.
It's inclusive.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
About
yeah.
us. About humanity being together.
I mean, Howard. I've gotten the impression that you're basically you're just about everybody getting along.
Pretty much.
Sure. I mean, that's at the core of your being. You just want everybody to get along, and you want to have two chicks at the same time. I mean, right. You know, it's a
Well, he also did another song called Street Legal, which Street Legal.
Well, both of these girls could be 17.
Well,
I mean,
that's actually not
Street Legal
what the song
is more of having the area shaved.
He's talking about vaginas, yo.
Like if it's shaved down there, then she's street legal. She's good to go.
She's street legal if she's shaved.
Yes,
that's awesome. That's awesome.
This is the old part of the catalog.
All right, the newer ones that you won't sass me.
There's one you won't sass me like that. When I could summon wolves, it's just kind of about if you're in a relationship with a girl who likes to talk back or talk back but sass you or give you a lip.
Yeah.
Well, then you figure out how to summon wolves and puts her in check.
I'm going to have to check this out. I'm sorry.
It's not the most direct route. But. You know,
I wasn't all that prepared for today's show because I thought that we were going to be meeting at 6 o'clock. So I didn't have time to check stuff
we're
out.
So
now I feel bad.
Okay. Feel bad. Toss one of the songs on at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, let's do that. Which one should we go with?
I would go with wolves.
With wolves?
Yeah.
Okay. Summoning wolves or is it just
you won't
wolves?
Sass me like that when I can summon
wolves.
Okay. Got it. And let's plug your wares here really quick.
Oh, the what?
Plug your wares.
Oh.
Like what
where can we find the show? Oh. Where can we find Earwolf? I mean, not Earwolf.
I got stuck on wares.
I just watched.
Yeah. Certain things throw me. I want to say something.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
If there is any nervousness for tonight, it's for the fact of that even with just three people on a table, you see it every week. There's just a point where I just lose the thread.
But it's so funny. I hope it happens. It's so
well,
great.
I hope that it's funny because it's not. I just zone out at certain points.
I know, but that's why I'm here.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she keeps you in check, man.
She does.
That's awesome.
Thank you for that.
I do that sometimes too, though, and it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're like the host of your show.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you just like glaze over.
You're not there.
And you're like,
maybe it's a musician.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thing.
And then I've listened back to some shows sometimes, and I find myself asking the question that they just answered.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that happens. It happens,
attention.
Man. It happens.
So yeah, that would be the nervousness of like if I can't handle it in a quiet, calm environment.
Yeah.
Like now, there's going to be Sir Mix-a-Lot's going to be there and crazy people.
Yeah.
Like fans. Could get ugly.
I doubt it. Like one of my favorite things he does is like, you know, we'll listen to a song and then he's going to ask a question to the guest and he's just like, Jimmy Pardo, thoughts?
Okay, that's where that comes from. Because you can, I got
it. Brain
just
quits.
Thoughts?
It just quits midway. It's like, this isn't worth it. I'm staying
here. Right.
And sometimes it's, what's your take?
Yeah. Well, a guy like Pardo, that guy can talk. I mean,
he can.
So a guy like that, I'll just toss him like, what do you think? And he can
just let him take over for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had like,
that's a good idea. I'm going to take that. That's one of my pickups from this, from this meeting.
Okay.
Here.
Oh, whatever
right.
we can do.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Thanks for all your help.
You're welcome. So our wares.
Our wares.
You can go to the way you say it. Go to earwolf.com.
Yeah.
Check out Who Charted, our show, of course, all the great shows that are there. We got awesome t-shirts. You can follow me on Twitter at Kulop.
At Kulop. I'm at Howard Kramer, but it's with no A's, all E's, K-R-E-M-E-R. K-R-E-M-E-R for Kramer.
Why don't you repeat that spelling and tell people what your website is?
Oh, yeah. I am also at www.hkremer.com.
Kremer.
H. Kremer. K-R-E-M-E-R. I had Howard Kremer for a while. Like, I owned it. Then I didn't do anything with it. And I let it lapse. And now so we're down to H. Kremer.
I just tuned out. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I wasn't paying attention.
You got to say thoughts.
Yeah. Thoughts? Yeah.
Right. It was good, though, the way you were still facing me. So
I could think
you were paying it. Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually staring at this thing right here on my microphone. Yeah. No, thank you guys so much for coming out, making the time. I know you just got into Seattle just a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
And
but it was fun, though. I did have fun.
Good. 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 Thoughts? Thoughts? Yeah.
And
I like your baby. I'm so glad you made her.
Thank you very much.
You're probably your penis, and I'm gonna guess your wife's vagina.
Yep, totally. Hey. Both things were involved.
You should
both things were involved.
Make some dirty rap songs for that.
Yeah, no shit. Well, you can find our show, of course, at www.air-raid.net or on the Noisebeam Network at noisebeam.com. Noise with a Z.
Noise.
Jesus.
Kremer is spelled K-R-E-M-E-R.
I'm going to have you do it now, as I like the way you do it.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, yeah. Just pre-record it.
I'm getting good at Bill Lasock, so you can switch it up.
There you go. There you go. And, of course, go to iTunes and please rate our show, because that really helps us out in the future. Helps us get more guests like Kulop and Howard here.
Yeah.
Because then they think people are actually listening.
iTunes has a weird algorithm, guys.
It is.
It involves you new listeners. It involves leaving comments.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And thank you guys for coming again. And thank you, the listener, for listening to episode 71.
Yeah.
We're on our way to 100. Close.
Syndication.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah. Have your husband check out the show, and you know, maybe we can syndicate it on Earwolf.
I'll bring it out.
She just stopped looking at me.
No, I'll bring it up during our lovemaking.
Yeah, there you go. That's a perfect time. That's a perfect time. When you're creating a baby. Yeah.
She's going to have the laptop on the bed and just go, hey, check out this.
Hey, does that always sound? Hey, check out this.
Maybe while you're
that is a great idea. That is a great idea. And you will now only be married for what, 72 days?
We take it every 72 days. That's how we right, and then it's up
72 days at a time.
Yeah.
Right, right, review. Right. Okay, guys, thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next week. And we're going to go out today with Howard's song.
Dragon Boy Suede with...
Dragon Boy Suede.
You won't sass me like that when I can summon wolves.
All right. Have a great week, everybody. Wolf attack. One's nipping at your arm. One's nipping at your leg. One's lunging at your shoestrings. Causing you to rethink the way you do things. In a while, you will lose that smile when they get up on your Jack London style. Then you'll regret all the crap you pull. You won't sass me like that when I can summon wolves. You never listen to me. If you sass in my apartment, I dial up the wolf department. Like a pizza guy, they'll arrive in 30 minutes. When that clown pulls up outside, I buzz them in. And if you sass at the water park, you'll hear the bark of a water shark. But the shark to the wolf in the shark disguise. And he's coming for that ass on the water slide. Then you'll know not to disrespect. Then you'll know keep that lip in check. Then you'll know to be very careful. You won't sass me like that when I can summon wolves. Drop like go around that guy. Breaking. No, slow down. No, go.